A consciousness of God releases our true self. A consciousness of God releases our true self. For only as we have a consciousness of God in us do we release the true self from within us that is our allness. As I live in this consciousness of God, as I live in this awareness of God, as I live in this belief that God does exist in me, as me, through me, and I am indeed God, I am releasing my own true self. I am releasing my true self in a way that I could never have dreamed possible before. Because it's only when I am aware that this consciousness of God exists in me, it's only when I'm aware that I am the consciousness of God, I am the expression of all that is beautiful and good, only then does the realization of that which is me come forth. Only then does the realization of that which is my reality jump forth in my life to be so beautiful and so fantastic and so glorious and so good. Only then. And when that happens, I am so pleased, so thrilled, so delighted in everything, because that is who I am. That is what I am, and that is how I am. The consciousness of God. Now, what is a consciousness of God? What is the consciousness of God? When I think, my goodness, how could anyone conceive of a consciousness being God? Well, I have to step into the framework of realizing that God is the allness of the universe. God is the isness. God is that which is and always will be. Now, how do you have a consciousness of that? How do you have a consciousness of the allness of the universe? Well, you don't really. You just go step by step with everything as you go along. You go step by step realizing all of the virtues of life are the expressions of God in the world. Love, peace, harmony, joy, goodness, right action, abundance, health, all these things, they are the expression of the allness, the oneness which God is. And this allness and this oneness which God is my everyday experience. It's my everyday consciousness. It's how I think and feel and act, how I believe about myself, and when I believe that about myself, what wonderful things take place. Now, I can be consciously aware of the consciousness of God, of the allness of God, of the oneness of God. I can consciously be aware of it, but as I am consciously aware of it, I belittle it, I bring it down to conceivable realms, and whenever I do that, I am destroying the real consciousness of God, my real self, my true self. I'm destroying it. And I'm not releasing my true self to let it be me. I'm trying to confine and redefine what God is, what consciousness is. Rather than play that game, which is done too often by all of us, rather than play that game, I open my heart and my mind to the realization that I like me. Oh my, yes, if I start with myself, I start with my own inner awareness, then everything else is added unto me. Be true unto yourself, and you can be false to no man. Realize that you are divine. Realize that you are good. Realize that you are incapable of doing anything inharmonious with your good nature. You're incapable of experiencing anything outside of your divinity, of your true self. You're incapable of understanding anything which is not the consciousness of God, the allness of God, the oneness of God. Now you say, that's a rather impossible task. It's a rather impossible task to be thinking in the allness. Yes, it is. So we think in the finiteness, and we think in all is good and very good. All is divine. All is revealed now. I'm living in my unconditional love. You see, if every moment we call everyone beloved, then we are living in that fantastic realm of consciousness, that consciousness of God. Every time we, because if we recognize that we are God, we are the creators of the world, and everything about us we have created. And if there's anything about us that's not quite as polished as we'd like it to be, well, polish it. Polish it. See it perfect. See it beautiful. See it fantastic. See it glorious. See it marvelous beyond all contention. And as you do that, then that's what it is for you. That's what it is for me. Every time I say beloved to anybody in my world, and I say it to everybody in my world, they are my beloved. They may not realize they're my beloved. They may not realize that I love them beyond measure. I want nothing from them, and I give nothing to them. I am myself, and I am the radiant sunlight. I am the joy of life, the harmony of life, the peace, the balance, the goodness of life. And as I am this, everything in my world responds. Everything in my world reflects who I am. And if my world is good, you can be sure my inner self is good. If my world is good, you can be sure that everything I'm doing is good. If my world is good, it's because I put the causes in motion for it to be good, not anybody else. Now, I put the cause in motion for goodness in my life. I put the cause in motion for goodness in your life. I put the cause in motion for goodness in all life. All creatures, great and small, all beings, I put the cause in motion. Oh, sometimes I have to let go of things and release them and go on with my life, and I do that. Sometimes I go on from dimension to dimension, and I do that. Sometimes I look at circumstances and I find them not my liking, and I either create what is to my liking or I leave that behind and I no longer make it as an activity in my life and my experience. I release it. I release it. And I claim and know the truth about myself, which I am and always will be. A consciousness of God releases our true self. A consciousness of God releases our true self. And it releases our true self because the more we think about the consciousness of God, the more we think about the consciousness of the divine, not the capitalized God that represents a particular religion, but the lowercase God, which reflects all. Just like the lowercase wind reflects all wind, the uppercase wind represents the north wind, the south wind, the west wind, or some particular wind. So I am the universal expression of all that is good, and as the universal expression of all that is good, I am living a happy, joyful, peaceful life of all that is good and all that is forever and ever and ever me, expressing myself as the divine that I am. A consciousness of God releases our true self. Today, I release my true self, my consciousness of God. I release my true self by loving myself completely, by loving everybody in my world completely, by loving every circumstance in my life completely. And as I do this, I live in the consciousness of God, and I am releasing my true self. This is what you do every time you let go and let God be all that you are. Have a wonderful day of letting go and being God, releasing your true self as I do mine. And know that with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my being, I absolutely love you. I love you. I love you.